Unit 7, page 66, reading, exercise 5.
The world today on the 22nd of July 2042. Travel. Moon Hotel to welcome first guests. History will be made today when the Titan Moon Hotel finally opens its doors to welcome the first tourists to the moon. The $36 billion project, which has been delayed for 3 years, hopes to receive more than 50 guests a week before too long. The first tourist shuttle leaves for the moon from the London spaceport later this evening. Guests on it include the internet billionaire Meera Chin and her new husband Bob Latchford. They are spending a 3-day honeymoon there.
Entertainment. Actors call for star client ban. Angry actors are calling on people not to go and see the latest Interflix film, Star Client, because they fear it could be the end of their profession. The film features an entire cast of robots playing human roles. Interflix producers have responded, saying that the enormous fees that Hollywood stars are asking for make it impossible for studios to produce films. Maybe actors need not worry too much, because early reviews of the film have been terrible. The film opens in the UK on Friday.
Sport. Shirley's Helsinki happiness. Doctors have told Shirley Williams that she will be able to compete in the European Championships in Helsinki next month. The 28-year-old boxer had a complete hand transplant after being involved in a car accident in July 2040. Doctors told her that her career was over. But a 2-year intensive recovery program means that she now has the chance to compete again. "I never thought this day would arrive," she told reporters. "After Helsinki, I'm going to start training for Lima 2044," she added.
Science and technology. 3D holograms are reality, scientists say. Imagine sitting in a business meeting in New York while also sitting in your pyjamas back home in London. According to scientists at the United European University in Zurich, this will be a reality sometime in the near future. Dr. Miriam Jameson, head of the Science and Computing Department, held a press conference yesterday to announce a major breakthrough in hologram technology. She promised that 2 years from now it will be possible to send 3D images of yourself anywhere in the world. Full-body transportation, though, she explained, is still just a dream for the future.